from New York. It's never outside.
We've been waiting to say that. Yeah. We should have practiced that better. But yeah, we're here. We didn't totally know.
We're here
in the NHL HQ.
And Tyler's here with us on screen and off screen.
Which we're
a little nervous about. There's actually a lot of people in this room, so it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable because usually we're on our safe zone and our computers at our homes. We're at NHL HQ.
Yep. Tyler, normally whenever Tyler's doing a podcast or interview, he makes me leave the room.
Yeah, no doubt. This feels very vulnerable, but we're going to lean into it. Yep. We've had quite the adventure getting to this rolling standpoint. Showbiz is a funny world. But we're here. We have
Michael Misa.
Michael Misa coming up, your tenant. Shall we call him?
We were trying to think of what to call him because roommate just sounds really weird for an 18-year-old. Yeah.
So, yeah, your house guest.
I think he's my tenant or house guest. Me and Ty's tenant, I suppose.
He's got to start paying up rent if he's your tenant.
He's got the personality. You'll
give
see.
Give him some chores, then we're good.
Honestly, it's kind of nice because Ty really likes having somebody to watch football with other than me. So it actually is like a nice thing. We'll talk about that with him. But yeah, leading up to this, you and I, we had quite a few ideas of a few different podcasts to shoot today, but Showbiz is funny and people's schedules kind of fell through. So it is just Michael today.
And it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've had fun for the last 24 hours. So last night, we took the train out to Long Island and we went to the Islanders Sharks game.
Which is absolutely terrifying to go on the LIRR not knowing what we were doing. So our producer Matt and my girlfriend Caroline, who works there, were literally like screenshotting all the ways
to and then we just went to the window and asked what we needed to do and we got set up and it was easy. And then at our stop, we found jerseys and we started following the jerseys and knew we were in the right spot. So
we felt safe.
We felt independent doing that. Got to the game. Kat's friend hooked us up with some very sick tickets. But on the way to the game, we started mildly freaking out because one of the biggest hockey, whatever you want to call us,
faux pas
is there's no sitting on the glass at a game.
Yeah. So my ticket said row A, whatever. And I looked at it. I sent it to Ty's agent because he wanted to know where we were. And Ty's agent was like,
"Oh my God.
Holy shit, Kat. You can't do that."
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
So I had no skin in the game. So for me, I was like, oh my God, this sucks for Kat. I'm like dying. This would suck for like me too, because I have no business being there either.
Yeah.
So we were mildly freaking out walking into the arena quickly to be escorted to a different section.
Yeah, but you had a great time posting it to stir the pot because you had nothing to be worried about.
Yeah, so if that happens and if it's the same on every team, Tyler would have had to put what they call money on the board because his wife would have been right there, front and center. It's almost
distraction.
Like, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So thankfully, crisis averted.
Yeah, but poor Ty, because the last time I was here, when he played the Rangers and actually at Long Island, I had very generous friends that also gave me those same tickets. So I was on the glass the two times prior to here, so that would have been a third. That would have been literally a strikeout for Tyler.
It's so funny because the DMs that I got from other hockey wives, because I didn't post the follow-up for like another hour, that like, because we got in there, we were distracted, and the DMs from the hockey wife world were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, no way. So we weren't there, thank goodness. I will say, let's talk about that arena. It is beautiful.
I mean, goals. It's
the bathrooms.
Yeah,
the bathrooms have little vanities like in there in the women's bathrooms.
We were like such a
basic.
Girls
doing selfies and hanging out. They had like this beautiful like lounge.
Yeah,
anyways,
leather
gorgeous
chairs.
Arena. I actually did a little twofer and went and checked on my line change in the Isles Lab, which is their team store. I don't know, like I'm looking there.
Yeah.
and that is the most beautiful team store I've ever been into. My jaw was on the ground. It was such a feeling. It was like Ralph Lauren 2.0 hockey style. just the most gorgeous place I've ever stepped
foot in. Did it make you want to make this a thing for Line Change where you and Ange like go to arenas now for work?
Yes. Yeah. It was like, and even somebody wrote in to me like, you guys should go tour all the team stores and kind of give like a lay of the land, you know, show your product. And I'm like, yes, this was so much fun. Also, when my husband's not playing, it was like great, because it's like...
I was dying last night. I told Matt this earlier, but like you were literally like the stag wedding guest who no one knows who it is. No one knows who she's with.
Yeah.
So honestly, you had the most fun. And then you were hopping around. Afterwards, we said hi to the guys. Ty saw this. And you were like giving Will Smith shit. And like...
he doesn't even know who I am. Yes. So I'm like, hey, Will, see you tomorrow.
You were that kooky aunt that no one knows who's
the crazy lady with the green jacket on. That was me. It was really fun. So I see a lot of that in my future as a, you know, neutral hockey fan going with my old friends.
I'm gonna come with you to the outdoor game in Florida.
And you'll be that person. Yes. So anyways, super fun. Totally forgot to mention the money on the board thing. Last week we were at Jeff's game. And we're at warm-ups and with all the boys down there. And I was like looking down at something, and all of a sudden the boys were like, Dad fell. But it all happened so fast. And I'm like, he fell? What?
Oh,
like, he, like, no way. And then I was like trying to get Barrett to reenact like the fall. And I was like, what is going on? And then I was talking about it with someone upstairs, and I learned, they're like, oh, money on the board. And I was like, because he fell in warm-ups? I had no idea that was one of the things. That was news to me, and sure enough, Jeff came off. It was interesting. Something was wrong with his skate or something, because he fell like a couple times in the game.
Oh my God.
And it was like his like first or second shift. I was like, what was wrong? He goes, I don't know. But I was like in my head like, get these skates off me right now.
Yeah.
So he changed.
Sounds like
something.
A cartoon character.
Anyway, so I learned about a new money on the board.
Well, that's funny because you saying that. You were with your kids at warm-ups. For me, since I don't have kids, being on the glass at warm-ups would be money on the board for Ty, because they'd be like, what's Kat doing down here?
Yeah, so lots of new things we're still learning.
Yeah. And well, thanks, Ty, for the parlay and to our guests.
Yeah, exactly. So coming up, we're going to chat with Michael and all things about living with the Toffolis. His new, you know, fresh off the right into the NHL, what that is like, and we're going to play some really fun games with them. So that's up next.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
How scared are you guys?
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Tune into 100% Hockey, the podcast that connects with general managers, coaches, players, and more. 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon. Conversations for you. If you aren't listening, you're missing out.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people asked for this, and a lot of people know you as the second overall pick, but I know you as not my roomie, you're our tenant, I guess.
Yeah. House guest.
Yeah. So yeah, welcome Michael Misa, welcome to New York.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I've heard so much about you, and you love ketchup, and we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're learning our quirks about you as you live with us, so that's been fun. But yeah, big couple weeks for you. How's it going?
It's been good. I think it's been an adjustment at the start, but just getting more comfortable each day. And now on the first road trip, it's been a lot of fun so far. We got to see that show the other night, which was a good start to the trip. But
you guys went to the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the first time you saw it?
Yeah, I didn't really know too much about it,
yeah.
But it was funny. Like yeah. A couple good laughs.
We Jeff and I saw it and we were dying. We didn't know what to expect either, and we were just rolling the entire time. So that's so fun. Y'all's yeah. team.
That is such a funny start to your first road trip. It's just like yeah, taking like, it off on Broadway. Like what yeah. a
But it was good.
Funny. Thing.
What have been like the most like the biggest adjustments? You mentioned that. Like what do you say is
I think just like the daily kind of like grind of it. Mm-hmm. You know, coming to the rink every day and you know, having a hard practice, a hard workout, just getting that routine daily is a lot different from junior, and but it's been good, and you know, we got guys like Ty, for example, I can lean on and ask yeah. for stuff, so yeah, it's been good.
I was gonna say, like, who all, you've told me obviously, like Winnie and stuff like that, but who have you gravitated towards the most so far?
I'd say a big one is Delandria, Ty, because I've been working on face-offs with him a lot. You know, he's a centerman as well, so talking to him a lot, he's also more closer to, you know, my age, and yeah, he's been a guy that's been good for me.
You're 18, you're going, like, I feel like 18-year-olds these days are way more mature, and like, I would be freaking out going into an NHL locker room, but you guys seem so just calm and confident going in. Who has like shocked you the most? Like you maybe had like a preconceived notion about somebody, but they're like hilarious and you didn't expect it or something like that. Has there been a personality that's like shocked you?
I mean, I think most people think like, if you think of Ryan Reeves, he's gonna be pretty scary and like not easy to talk to, just like tough guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But he's like one of the funniest guys and you know, one of the nicest guys in the room. So yeah, definitely. Didn't surprise me, but just like pretty cool to see like first couple of days getting to know him.
I agree with you too, because obviously Ty's played on so many teams and you have those players that you know nothing about. He was, for me too, my favorite new addition this year other than you. So.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from him, but he's been great.
This is funny. Kat told me not to age ourselves, but I can't help it with my husband, you know, in the league, and you guys coming in, you guys are closer to our oldest son's age than you are to my husband. So my oldest son is 10 years old and my husband is 37 years old. So it's just hilarious to connect these dots and being like, what does 6'7" mean? You know, what does it mean?
I don't know. Wait.
Nobody knows. Okay, so from our household, it kind of means like meh. Like, it's like eh.
Yeah, that's what some people say. Like
some people, so it could mean other things or nothing.
Well, I see it as kind of like average.
They're yeah. Like, okay, so it means average.
That's so like, funny. Mm. You know, it's funny. You living with us, you literally, I watched you on the couch one time and Tyler was trying to figure something out on TikTok. And you like had to help him out, so that was pretty funny. Cause
yeah, help him out. He's a little older. He might not know how it works.
A little that's older. Fair. That's sweet. Oh my gosh.
Okay, but so something funny. Before you sat down, he outed you. I guess you fell yesterday.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It was kind of embarrassing because like when I fell, like, everyone was laughing around me. So like, I just went to the bench and grabbed a sip of water just to act nonchalant, just regroup. Yeah.
No.
But then I came back in the room and Tyler was like, did you fall during warm-ups? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, that's 500 on the board. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, so it said another 500, so I just ended up putting 1,000 on the board.
Was Ty the only one that chirped you from fall?
No. I don't know who exactly chirped me, but I heard like seven
everybody.
Different people laughing right when it happened. So
was this your first introduction to money on the board?
No, we do it in juniors, but like nothing close to this.
Oh my god! Okay, how much is it in junior? Like if you fell, like, or
50-100 bucks.
Oh yeah, welcome to the NHL.
Jeff, my husband, fell in warm-ups the other day and I learned that $500 was gone. I was like, wait, what? Just because you fell? And I was more concerned, why the heck did you fall in warm-ups?
Yeah, I know, it's on me. I gotta, you know, look where I'm going. Stepped on a puck.
Oh gosh. Welcome to the big leagues, you know? It's one of those moments like, oh. What has been like a moment of the last, or in the last maybe few months that like, you're like, holy shit, this is happening. Like I'm in the NHL. Has there been any, I mean, maybe multiple?
Yeah, I mean, I think my debut against Carolina, that was a pretty cool moment. You know, for myself, my family all coming down and obviously we didn't get the result we wanted, but just getting that first game kind of under my belt. Mm-hmm. It was really
not
fun
falling in warm-ups on your first game. That's a win, and it's by yourself.
I was pretty nervous, to be honest.
No doubt.
Okay, you walking in, obviously you drove in with Ty because you guys are a cute little a pair now. You had your headphones on.
Yeah.
And that was like the first photo of the walk-in, that like the debut of your first game. What were you listening to?
Lil Baby. rapper. I forget what song.
What?
I think it was That's Facts by Lil Baby.
Okay.
That was what was during those photos.
Put that on our playlist tonight as we're getting ready for dinner. We're going to check this out.
All right. Well, living together.
Oh.
It's been really fun. You know what? When I called you tenant earlier, let me retract that, because you said your family came to the first game and it was really sweet to see them. You're basically our family now. So how has it been living with Tyler?
It's been great.
he said the same thing.
Yeah, it's cool to kind of have a guy like him. He's been in my shoes before. He's been in the league for a while now. So just being able to talk to him, hang out with him, kind of do anything with him. It's great for me. And
how's Kat as the house mom?
Great.
Does she run a tight ship? Does she let you? Do you have a
cool mom?
Very very relaxed and chill. It's been.
What's the best dish that she makes you for dinner?
Probably the pasta, like your pastas that you've been making. It's really good.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Top tier salads too, and the croutons she gets are like some of the best croutons I've ever had. They're so good.
They're healthy too.
Okay.
They're like
maybe we need to put some recipe posts together.
I'll start getting on that more, I feel like. But yeah, honestly, it's so funny. Like every time, especially now that it's football, I swear if like the Monday night football game's at like 5 p.m., all of a sudden I see you at like 4:57 walking around into our
side
of the house.
Yeah.
And it's dinner time. And then Ty and Michael just sit down at the table and they discuss football.
Usually, like my routine is we'll go to practice and then I'll come home and I love napping for like a couple hours. I'll nap and then I'll go to their side and hang out with them.
Yeah.
For like the second half.
It's usually
the routine.
We're a big fantasy household, so it's nice.
I love that. This is Kat has shared your love for ketchup.
Well, it started because I cooked we had grilled chicken and a salad. And this was like one of the first things you were like, Kat, like, do you have ketchup? And I was like, for what? Like, like what, the chicken, the salad?
Yeah,
you're like everything.
He must not like your cooking.
Yeah,
it's an insult to the chef. And then she was like, no. I've vetted this. Like, you put it on everything.
Yeah, I've been a big ketchup person since I was younger. put it on a lot of things, and then they Kat and Ty, they got this organic ketchup.
Yeah,
and it actually tastes better than the regular ketchup, so either or, like, they're both great to put on. I'll put it on chicken, steak, pasta, pizza.
Okay, I have a list of things. Tell me if you've put it on or not. A croissant.
Yes.
All right, have you put ketchup on nachos?
Yeah, so remember that story I told you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I've blocked out the ketchup.
I have not heard this story.
So when I played in Saginaw, my last year there, I started going into the lounge, like players' lounge after practice, and I'd get a plate of nachos and I'd get some cheese and I'd put it in the microwave for like a minute and melt it, and then I'd like drench ketchup all over it, and guys were like coming in and saying like, what the heck are you doing, like it's gross. And then I told them, like, you can't say it's gross if you haven't tried it. And I put probably like 10 guys on my team on ketchup and nachos. It became a thing.
Okay.
Like, guys would come in.
Saginaw spirit.
Yeah.
Isn't that, yeah.
Did it become like a lucky thing too? Like, were we doing well while we ate ketchup on nachos?
Yeah, we were doing okay.
Ty's face is very funny right now. He was giggling when you ate the nachos.
Yeah.
Okay, have you put ketchup on sushi?
No.
Would you try ketchup on sushi?
Depends on the roll.
No.
if we gave you a roll right now to try, which one?
I'd try it. Which one? Maybe like a California roll.
That's
just a simple
standard.
Yeah.
All
right, a quick few more. Mac and cheese?
Yes.
Tacos?
Yep.
French toast?
No.
Okay.
Never French toast. I've done waffles though before.
Oh my God.
Pancakes? What?
Okay, but like, the thing is, I wouldn't just like put ketchup for the waffles, it'd be like, so I'd have waffles and I put syrup on them. And then for like the potatoes or something on the side, I put ketchup, but then it all mixed together, obviously. And
okay.
So syrup and ketchup are
together.
In the...
So, ice cream.
No.
I mean, we're getting weird. So
I mean, pancakes.
Same kind, not purposeful.
Yes. Is there anything you'd be intrigued to, that you've never had it on that you would actually like try right now, like?
Hard-hitting questions here.
I feel like I don't know, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, everyone, like, I think cucumbers and ketchup would be interesting. I'd try that.
Yeah, it might be refreshing.
And my kids love cucumbers and Chick-fil-A sauce, so it's not that weird.
I mean, cucumber, yeah, that's all right. Like a crudité.
Just something else right? on the list to try. I
mean, yeah.
Be cool.
I feel like veggie, yeah, that's not as weird as waffles and a croissant.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do a little game of this or that for you. You want to start?
Yeah, some of these, we're just going to see if you even, like, know about them because they're, you know.
We'll see.
Mighty Ducks or Miracle?
Me, probably Mighty Ducks.
Okay, so you have seen both of those.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Beach or lake?
Lake.
Hot tub or cold tub?
Cold tub.
Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Text or Snap?
Snap.
Oh! I knew that you
were going to say
that. I'll get out of it eventually. Honestly, I don't use it that much as I used to.
Yeah.
But
I just recently learned that's the only way kids are talking to each other. It's only Snap.
Yeah.
I swear, whenever I see any of you guys, or like Will and Mac, like you guys are glued to your phone and it's just Snap. It's not like text. It's not whatever. Scrolling.
Yeah.
So funny. Okay, Netflix or Red Zone?
Netflix.
Candy or chips?
I'll go candy.
Country or hip hop?
Depends, like.
Little Baby.
Little Baby, yeah, we already.
Yeah, a little, like before games, it's all rap. But like, if I'm on a car drive or just chilling, probably country.
NHL or Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
We were very excited about this next one. Britney or Christina?
What's that?
Britney. Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Wow. Still don't, not.
Oops, I did it
Britney,
again.
Britney Spears.
Or fighter. Yeah, you
well,
don't.
Fighter is kind of a tough one.
Dirty.
Yeah, dirty. Genie in a bottle.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Okay.
I thought you were talking about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were, but Christina Aguilera is the other. We're giving you, like, the, have you heard any of those songs?
Oh, no.
No, okay, great. Sabrina or Tate? Now we know what we're talking, we're back in
I'll
line.
I'll go Tate.
Okay.
Very Canadian of you. Kendrick or Drake?
I go Drake.
LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan.
The Live Tour or the PGA Tour?
PGA.
Rory or Scotty?
I'll go Scotty.
He's a big golf guy. Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
Okay, back to social media. Accidentally like a photo of somebody you're creeping or accidentally send a screenshot to the person you screenshotted?
Those are both pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Probably the first one. I feel like a screenshot's a lot more awkward.
Okay.
Yeah, you can defend a like. You can like be like, just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Never be. This is for Tyler. Never be able to use emojis again, or have to end every sentence with an LOL.
Probably never use emojis again. Like LOLs. Like I think that's pretty cringy to end with.
Dancing with the Stars or The Voice.
I don't know what those are, either of them.
Okay, so Dancing with the Stars is a dancing show, a celebrity dancing show.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen.
I'm shocked I haven't made you watch this.
You need to get on it.
It ties into it.
Yeah.
But would you rather dance or sing, basically?
I'd be dancing, for sure.
I've heard things about you dancing, so we're gonna have to get into that on another time.
Okay.
Or just maybe right here, clear the couches.
Bust out a dance. All right. Fantasy football punishment. Would you rather be Sharky for a game or have to sing the national anthem?
be Sharky. Like, if I sung the national anthem, I'd be so bad. Like, it'd be brutal.
Well, then you could just dance with Sharky, too, yeah. So it kind of makes sense.
Exactly.
OT winner or shootout winner?
OT.
All right, last one. Hat trick or game-winning assist?
Patrick.
That's what I said.
She answered that, too.
Everyone else here said the game-winning assist.
I mean...
But there's variables to it. Like, what if you still lose? I don't know, whatever.
Anyways, question. That was so fun.
Did you see something that went viral yesterday of Will and Mac?
Yeah, that interview, right?
What were your thoughts there?
I was a little, confused for them. Like, I don't know why they would agree to that. I know she was a pretty famous person, right?
Or something.
She has, like, a big following.
Yeah, she just caught them.
It just looked awkward, like, the interview. Like, it was pretty funny.
I wish it was you and Sam. That would have been really funny. What are your thoughts, by the way, I should have asked this earlier, on Will and Mac first meeting them together?
A lot of energy. They're great, though. Both of them, they're easy to talk to. Like, it's nice to have a couple guys around, you know, Sam and I's age, so.
Yeah.
Are they giving you guys, like, any warnings, like, kind of like, hey, like, this is what, since they've already done their freshman year sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, Mac's especially been good about, like, giving me advice, kind of just focus on my game and the process, trying to get better each day. And I was kind of worried, actually, coming on our first road trip, I thought they might, like, prank me and Sam or something.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I heard about pranks the year prior, so, but nothing happened yet, so.
I was a little nervous for you because obviously, like, you know, everyone was kind of eyes on you guys with what they would do to you, honestly, so.
Yeah. Well, I thought someone might, like, take a dump in my toilet.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe that story. That's
so crazy. Well,
glad it didn't happen.
Yeah, I like that they're being nice to you guys. All right, we're going to move into some quick hitters, too.
This is our last thing.
What are you watching right now?
I was kind of, like, rewatching Prison Break. I've already watched it, but, like, I liked it so much, so I'm, like, watching it again.
Love that, like a comfort show.
Non-hockey skill people don't know.
I'm good at pool.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a pool table.
A billiards guy.
Yeah, me and my brother would play a lot back home.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
You should get a pool table.
I was going to say, that's a
Tyler.
Fun date night for our family, all of us.
Get a pool table.
Favorite scary movie?
Us. That one with, like, there's, like, a family and then a family that,
yes,
like, looks like them.
This is interesting because Ty and I have been wanting to take you to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, which is where we literally want to take you there to go mini golfing.
Family field trip.
Yeah.
Mini golf would be fine, but, like, I don't want to go near the...
It's
the
in
scene.
It. Yeah.
I'd be freaked out.
That's so
funny. Nightmares. He'd be sleeping between you guys.
Your favorite scary movie is our local attraction. That's kind of crazy.
Favorite concert?
Well, I went to Boots and Hearts this summer to a country festival, and who was good? Thomas Rhett was great.
Was Luke Combs there?
No.
Speaking of music, what would your goal song be?
Maybe like a house music song. Like, Take It Off, or, like, Relax My Eyes, or something like that.
Just, like, wow.
Yeah, that's a good
I love
one.
It. Can that be the lead into, like, this whole podcast?
The beat would, like, get me, like,
that would
more
be something.
Into it, yeah.
Okay. Who would you be starstruck by?
If I saw them?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Michael Jordan. Be pretty cool.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Probably Mac.
Yeah. We won't tell him that. We're not going
to. Hopefully he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could switch, like, if you were playing a different sport professionally, what would it be?
I think either lacrosse or golf. Those are the two, like, other sports that I still play, so.
Yeah.
I was big into lacrosse growing up, but then golf, I think, is such a cool profession to have. Like, if you make a pro golf, you kind of just travel the world and play golf.
I love hearing that you played multiple sports for a long time, because right now, like, I'm raising four boys growing up in the hockey world, and everybody wants them to, like, you know, specialize and, you know, just stay one sport at 7 years old. And I'm like, no. So I love to hear this.
Have you thought about lacrosse at all?
Yeah, it's big in Michigan, and it was big in Texas where I grew up. So, but it's if they pick up, they have lacrosse sticks. So it's like,
totally.
But it's so complimentary of hockey because they can check.
It's physical.
They wear the same gear essentially. Yeah. So,
okay, one meal for the rest of your career, what would it be? That you just had to eat all the time.
Could I have like sides though?
Sure.
On the plate? Yeah. I'd go a nice steak, like a New York strip probably steak, and then I'd go asparagus and mashed potatoes with gravy. Extra ketchup.
Primal ketchup needs to sponsor.
And what's your dessert?
Dessert would be vanilla ice cream with caramel sauce.
All right, what is your favorite sport to watch other than hockey?
Football, definitely, but this playoff baseball is pretty cool too.
It's
Blue Jays, obviously.
Blue Jays. I think so. I'd go hockey, football, baseball.
All right, last photo in your camera roll.
Should I check?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we figured you're
in
New York.
We're gonna play a
we
game.
We wanna know if you had like a sceney photo. Like, did you take a picture of that?
Maybe you took a picture of Sam in front of the.
I had a feeling it was gonna be bad.
it's not really a photo.
What is it?
It's I was getting a credit card sent to me, so it was like a screenshot.
Okay, we won't make you show it.
What was the one before?
Okay, I'm gonna find like the last actual good photo. Oh, here, me and Sam.
Oh.
In that. Like,
are you in a rickshaw?
We're in like one of those bike things that takes you around.
That's
when,
cute.
What, after Broadway?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Can you show it to the?
Yeah.
And we'll have to get that. What would be a couple words to describe the last few weeks?
Adventurous, exciting, and a lot.
You know what, it's true, but you guys are doing a great job. It's been so fun chatting with you. And
cool. I would have to talk about this before we let you go.
Sorry.
Hockey Halloween, you got to experience your first Hockey Halloween.
Was that's that probably, a lot?
That's you saying a lot made me remember what we did to you and Sam. How was your first Hockey Halloween?
Yeah, it was a good time though. I had a
did
lot
you,
of fun.
Did you have like preconceived notions about Hockey Halloween? Because like it's a big deal. Like, did you know like, oh, like I'm excited for my first Hockey Halloween?
Yeah, I was told that like it's a big deal, dressing up and everything and all the costumes. And then, I thought our team thing was a fun time.
And you were totally down with dressing as a witch?
Yeah, I mean, whatever I do for the group.
You were team player.
Yeah, you were such a team player, so thank you as part of our family. And we made him watch Hocus Pocus the night before, which he had never heard of. And you liked it, right?
It was good.
It's a classic, so I'm proud of y'all for...
And you killed it. Honestly, my DMs of how much you guys killed it was entertaining. So, thank you.
Well, this has been so fun getting to know you and seeing you just take it all in. And thank you for stopping by here with us. It means a lot. And good luck with everything this season.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thoughts with our live-in?
That was so fun. He's so cute. And you said he's so well-spoken and just polite and always happy to be there.
Yep.
So I got the vibe.
Yeah, and the ketchup thing was no joke.
The Britney Christina thing, that aged us.
I think that it was a little shocking, and then when we started naming the songs, it just started landing even worse.
Yeah, so yeah, just like, an epic fail, and like, you need to play him more of that and less Lil Baby,
yeah,
I think.
Well, that was actually pretty fun too.
So, you're gonna give him some, you know,
yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, him even saying that we got him on the primal ketchup, we got him on the healthy croutons. You know, I feel like we're getting towards that kind of stuff too.
No, it was just a fun conversation to get to know him more of, less about the second overall pick that he is, and obviously gifted at hockey, and more about who he is, you know, behind the hockey thing.
I know.
So
Ty was giggling at some of his answers, so that was very amusing for us all. Okay, so something that happened when we were talking about the money on the board was everyone in the peanut gallery listening to this were trying to ask us exactly what it is.
Yeah, so money on the board, more behind that is, it's more of for it's more like the team fund for parties, gifts, things like that that the team kind of puts together, and the way they collect those funds are by putting money on the board during games.
Yep.
So if you're playing a former team, if you fall during warm-ups, so when you're playing your former teams or you put money on the board, you have to win the game for the money to actually go in the pot.
Yes. So now that Ty's been on 7 teams, it's getting a little ridiculous because he plays a lot of former teams.
Well, you're contributing to all the fun.
Yeah.
So
it's a crazy thing that not everyone knows, but obviously if you're in the families, it's a very common thing that we talk about quite often.
Yeah, it was funny that, that he fell in warm-ups yesterday's game, and so did Jeff fell, and I just learned about that money on the board little ticket. So
I died when he was like, I just went over and I tried to like act like nothing happened. Like,
how mortifying. I mean, I can't even imagine, but he handled it like a champ, it sounds like, and you don't forget those things, so.
All right, well, should we go on a walk now?
Yes, let's get the heck out of here. Let's go enjoy what's left of this gorgeous New York fall day.
I know. I really want to put up these blinds.
I wish
so you
we could
see
like
the view that we have behind
anyways,
us.
It was fun. And thanks for listening to us here from the NHL HQ, our annual, I guess, recording here live.
Yep.
So it's been fun. It's been real, but we got to go.